405 North Pheasant and Columbia Way, heading towards downtown.
405, what's blocking your route?
So up ahead, probably less than a block where the next intersection is, there are two cars diagonally in the middle of it. It looks like the one on the back hit the one on the front. They both have their hazards on, and other cars are driving around it. From what I can see, that'd be pretty slim to drive around them. I might be able to turn left. I probably can turn left there, but I don't know where that goes.
That's Macrum Avenue. That'll get you back down to Columbia Way. You said the left turn is for sure doable for you?
It'd be tight, but from here it looks like I can do it. And I drive the 11, can I go on Columbia and then turn? Well, shoot, I can't turn back down here.
Right, so what I'd have you do is I'd have you take like the 11, so you'll continue across Columbia Way and make it on Columbia Boulevard via Macrum, if that makes sense, and have you take Columbia heading towards it, and then we'll meet
right on Portsmouth, and then left back onto route.
Everything was right except for the Columbia Way. I'm not going to have you turn on there, because remember, if you turn on Columbia Way, to get onto Columbia Boulevard from Columbia Way is one of those little exit ramp things that's very tight, and it's practically a blind corner. So just continue across Columbia Way on Macrum, then make a right on Columbia Boulevard, then right on Portsmouth, then left on Fessenden, back to regular.
Okay, roger that. I see that in the route now.
Okay, and I'll send those directions to your CAD. Just send me a ready for service when you get back on track.
Well, I'm going to give an announcement to my passengers, and I'll go right ahead.
Perfect, thank you. At 1320.